When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome to Wake Up Call DT.com, part of Dan Tortora Broadcast Media. Here with Shamarco Thomas, Syracuse alum and NFL prospect once again. Shamarco, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Happy to have you here as always. And before we start talking about your numbers specifically at the Combine, how was your experience at the Combine, something that you've never done before? What was it like being there for you?
Just very intense. Very nerve-wracking, just doing everything by structure. You had an assignment to do every day. We either taking a test or a drug test or a psychological test or just meetings and stuff with other teams. It was fun, but it was nerve-wracking a little bit, but it was a fun experience.
Looking on the field to some of the things that you experienced, I've got to ask you, going back to that first 40-yard attempt, what happened in the final moments of your try there in the 40-yard dash?
I was trying to sprint through, but I tried to stop it. Then I tried to stop on the dime, and I forgot with them type of tracks, them running spikes, that you can't stop on the dime. And when I stopped, I just fell.
After that moment happens where you fall right at the end of the 40-yard dash, did you get any messages, you know, Twitter, Facebook, text messages from family, friends, former teammates?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Everybody, like Jeremy Brooks and Keon Lane, all them sent me some text joking and stuff. But it was all laughs and giggles. It was fun. I already knew it was going to happen. I knew I was going to be on World Star type stuff like that.
I don't think that going into the Combine, you thought that you would go out one of the hits on YouTube.
Oh, no, I didn't know that. Yeah, definitely.
Going into that 40-yard dash, though, despite the trip and everything that happened, you know, and the laughs and the joking around about that, in all seriousness, you end out of 60 DBs, 60 different defensive backs across the country. You have the best 40 at 4.42. What did that mean to you?
It means a lot, man. It just means all my hard work is paying off, man, and people can finally see it, man. I feel like I was an underrated player, and people really know my talents, and just to go out there and prove everybody wrong, it was a great moment.
After your 40-yard dash at the Combine, speaking here with Shamarco Thomas, Syracuse alum and NFL prospect, Deion Sanders had made the comment that you were on his radar now, you caught his eye. Did you get a chance to talk with him or know that he had said that after he had seen you run?
I didn't know he said that. Like, my friends texted me about it. They was telling me what Deion was coming on. He shook my hand after the run and said, good job, keep up the good work, and I didn't know you was that fast. It was just a little talk, but I'm happy he's talking about me. That gives me more publicity.
Moving on to the bench press, you led there with 28 reps. Once again, top in all 60 DBs. I just sit back and I had to smirk when I heard that you led there because you push cars up hills. So I find it very hard to believe that a bench press was going to keep you down.
Definitely not.
And be honest with me, when you went in to do that bench press and you know, and go out there and go up against 59 other defensive backs across the country, did you ever think that you weren't going to get the top spot, knowing how hard you work and knowing how you prepare?
Definitely not. Being a competitor I am and how hard I work, I definitely know I was going to win there. I had edge over everybody. I knew it. I feel like nobody outworks me in the country, none of the safety, so I feel like I can go out winning there with confidence and knew I was going to do what I did.
Then to the vertical jump, you get 40.5 inches there, beat out every single defensive back at the NFL Combine in this area as well. And, you know, we've seen you jump up and grab interceptions and fly to the ball, but doing this vertical jump, bring me into what that was like for you and what you did to prepare for that.
Just doing what I was doing my whole life, training. Training real hard. Going to Pete Bamaritos in Florida, he worked on my technique and my explosiveness, jumping, doing jumps and squats and stuff. So he got me real ready with all the broad jump and the vertical jump. So I feel like when I went in there, it became natural.
With the vertical jump, you were also top among all defensive backs in the broad jump. That giving you 4 out of 5 areas that you were the best out of 60 defensive backs across the country. Did you go into the NFL Combine thinking that that would be a possibility, that you would be the best in almost everything?
That was my goal. That was my goal, and I feel like I went out there and tried to accomplish it. So me being competitive I am, I knew I could. I was going to do it. Like I said earlier, I feel like no safety can outwork me. So when I went out there, I went out to mentality to beat everybody, and it happened.
Looking at that 20-yard shuttle, knowing that you had the top spot 4 out of 5 times but not here, did that upset you, being the type of competitor you are, that you didn't go 5 for 5?
Well, yeah, it definitely upset me. I wish you could have did it earlier when my legs was fresh, but it's okay. Like you said, 4 out of 5, even though I won the 5 out of 5, there's always somebody out there betting you something, so you just got to keep competing and try to hope for the best.
Speaking with Shamarco Thomas, defensive back, Syracuse alum, and NFL prospect, you had told me before the Combine you wanted to go out there and send a message, a big message. Do you feel like you succeeded in that?
Well, I definitely did. I definitely showed them that it doesn't matter what my height is and how underrated I am, that I'm here and I'm not going to go nowhere. I'm going to be trying to outwork my competitors each and every day, and I see they noticing me.
You also got out there and went after the ball, and I got to see you in some of the things, but not in this area. When you're out there with the other defensive back next to you, catching passes with your back to the ball, getting a pass that's going, you know, coming from different directions, just go into that drill and how you feel you performed there.
I think I did very well, better than everybody expected me. Coaches expected me to be very stiff, but I was very loose out there, catching balls, doing high ball catches, stuff I already knew I was capable of because I've been doing it my whole life. I just had to go out there and prove to the coaches.
You should have mentioned to them that there was a game against USC where Matt Barkley was on the wrong side of you for an interception.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I should have told that.
Looking at some of the other things that you had to do at the NFL Combine, and that being talking with teams and sitting down with them, you had talked to me about working out down in Florida and practicing in Florida, what it's going to be like to be in these interviews. Then you go to the Combine and you actually have the interviews, and just bring me into what that was like for you to experience.
It was before I got there, and that was the most nervous part. I was thinking about going and meeting with GMs and all that, but when I got in the room, it was just a comfortable, family-oriented place, and it just came natural. Writing on the board, them asking you questions about your life, just doing simple things, asking about schemes. I already knew these things. I just had to go out there and say it, and I felt like I blew it out of the water.
What was the most common question that you were asked?
Most common question? I feel like they just asked me about my story. Everybody was asking me about my life and my parents. That was a big question.
We've never talked about that before on air, and let's talk about that now. And what happened? You know, you've gone through something that not a lot of people go through at such a young age, and having your mother and your father pass away, and just bring me through that, and tell everybody listening here, you know, what happened, and you know what's gone on in your life that you've had to endure.
My dad died on motorcycle accident my sophomore year, and that's me coming off an injury, so it was stressful. I remember the day when I woke up and my mom called me, and she was like, "Your father has passed," and I just went for a long run. I just ran around South Campus, and I just kept running, just thought about my life, and like, how it was sister. And then a couple months later, going into my junior season, my mom passed, and that hurt me the most because that's my best friend. And her as a single parent, after my parents were separated, she just did everything for me. I wanted to prove to her that I was going to take care of her, go to the NFL. And when she passed, it was like my whole world was gone. And I had to take on some other responsibilities. I had to take care of my little brothers and sisters. I got both brothers and one sister. And just I had to change my whole life around, get more mature and just realize that I'm their parents now. And It was just a big jump, but I just use that as motivation, just keep working hard.
To have four brothers and one sister, like you said, and you know, five children that you have to take care of now, what is it like for you, Shamarco, to be a parent?
It's fun. everybody thinks it's hard, but it's just fun. My little brothers and sisters, they love me, and they listen to everything I say and they do everything right. So it's been an easy task. Only thing is hard just being long distance away from me, and how I miss them a lot. So I just keep in touch with them, text them every morning, tell them I love them, and just be blessed and pray. And just I tell them I'm gonna make it for them, and everything's gonna be all right. And it's just it's an easy task. I just soak everything in and just turn into a man I am today.
Speaking here with Shamarco Thomas, Syracuse alum and an NFL prospect, being away from your family, being away from your brothers and sisters, who's helped you take care of your family?
My grandma, she moved from Chicago, Illinois, to live in my mama's house to take care of her, man. My aunties came down there and helped my grandma, man. My godfather, she's like my other mother, and I got another mother I call. She's my mom, so I got a lot of support around me, and they're helping me out, and I send them money. I send them wherever they want. I just bought them some new cleats, football cleats, but I got a lot of support systems and a lot of help, and it gives me motivated.
Having this so young in your life, having something like this happen to you in your life, how has it made you into a better player on the field?
It made me a great player because I realized, man, at the end of the day, this is just a game. And I've been playing this my whole life. And football is not like the real-life situation. It's not life and death. So just go out there and have fun. And that changed my whole game on the field. I just went out there and had fun, and I made big-time plays going out there having fun. And those situations we've been through, being down by some touchdowns or anything, that could change my mentality on the field because I've been through more.
Having been through so much, does this tragedy that happened to you make the game easier for you in the sense of, you know, are you more relaxed out there and is it, you know, a better environment for you out there after having gone through all this?
Definitely, man. It made the game slow down for me, man. Just like I said, it's like playing in the backyard for me. I had to realize that I came to college like, oh, this is a big field. Oh, I got to do this, do that. But after all the things, all the deaths and situations that happened to me, I just realized this is just a game, and I've been doing this my whole life, and I can play this game.
Looking at your brothers and your sister saying that you just bought them all new cleats, is there hope for more athletes to come in this Thomas family?
I mean, all of them athletes, basketball, track, football. My sister runs track. All my brothers play every sport, so there's some athletes.
Do any of them hit harder than you?
I said my little brother, he's 8 years old, he hits hard, real hard. He was defensive MVP this year. His name's Al Tariq.
We'll have to watch out for him in the future, apparently.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. He's a big boy. He was born 10 pounds, 1 ounce.
Speaking here with Shamarco Thomas, Syracuse alum and NFL prospect, keeping with your family, is your hope of making it to the NFL connected to them staying where they are and you visiting them, or having your brothers and sisters that you become a parent to come live with you?
My grandma, she got a deal with me that she wants them to graduate their school, so when I get drafted, they're going to be in Virginia still, but I'm going to be taking care of them, sending them money, helping them out, get things straight. But probably after they graduate, they're going to start living with me. Some going to be in college, so it's just where the situation happens. My little brother, he's about to be in college next year. He got one more year of football, so just waiting for the other ones to graduate.
And what's the name of your little brother that's going to be heading to college?
Juwan.
Has Juwan set his eyes on anywhere yet, or is he still looking around?
Still looking around, going to combines and doing all those things.
Does Juwan want to follow in his brother's footsteps, or is he looking to play a different position?
Follow my footsteps, play the same position. He got the same tattoos. He do everything I do.
Does he have the same hair as you? Can he pull it back and then let it hang out?
Not yet. My grandma won't let him get dressed yet. My grandma rules when they turn 18. Do whatever you want.
So Juwan can have tattoos, but he can't have dreads yet.
Yeah, my grandma, she's old school, so she don't believe in dreads.
When I think about my mom, Shamarco, I don't think she want me to do either, but I think if she had a choice, she'd probably choose the dreads before a tattoo.
Yeah, he had a tattoo before she came in the house. So,
so he got away with it.
Yeah.
Heading back to football and looking to the draft, some people have you, you know, starting out, it was the fourth round. I had you in the third round, fourth round area. Now some people are saying even earlier, could be a second round. Does that mean anything to you, where you are on the draft board and what people are saying, or do you just want to get drafted and get on a team?
It means a lot. My goal is to get drafted high, but I'm just out here working. I really don't think about the draft. I just do what I've been doing and just see what happens at April 25th, 26th.
Speaking here with Shamarco Thomas, Syracuse alum and NFL prospect, coming back to Syracuse for Pro Day. You know, the media can't see it, and also fans can't see it. So just bring us in and make us a fly on the wall on what Pro Day is for you.
It's going to be a fun atmosphere. Back here with my teammates, Ryan Nassif, Allen Lemon, and Deion Goggins, Brandon Sharp, and just out here helping support them. Me, Ryan Pugh, Jessica and Alec, we've been through the combine, so Pro Day is going to be more easy. We're going to be more settled. It's just helping out other people who didn't go through it, just be comfortable out there and just go out there and have fun. I'm just doing position drills. I'm gonna be out there supporting my other teammates while they're benching and vertical and running the 40s and stuff like that.
When you look back on teams that you've talked to through this whole process, are there teams that you're more comfortable with, or, you know, did you get a chance to talk with everyone? And, you know, just bring me through that.
I talked to a lot of teams at the combine and at the East West Drive, but I don't know if I felt. I was comfortable with all the teams. It was just like a great just conversation.
What's the craziest question that someone's asked you? A question that you sat back and said, I don't think I have an answer for that.
Nobody really asked me out of outrageous questions. They just asked me just about my story, any trouble, or you on the board. It wasn't really nothing crazy.
Before I let you go here, Shamarco, if you could say something right now to your mom and dad, what would you say to them?
That I love them, and I'm going to make it to the top for them, and I'm going to take care of their kids.
Well, great words, and you know, I appreciate it, as always, Shamarco, you coming on here, and your honesty and everything you've had to say, and I still got to be honest with you. I still don't want to be a running back on the other side of you. I'm sorry.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Shamarco, I'll talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Have a nice day.